This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Your face next. Have a great night.
To say I agree with all of you. Happy Monday, everyone. So I'm sure you heard in her new book, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem admits to slaughtering a puppy because she didn't like it. So as her VP chances plummet, one man spoke up and asked, "Don't judge her. She had her reasons, and you still have the puppy lying around." What? He eats dogs. You didn't think I was gonna let that pass, did you? Noem claims she shot the dog because it had an aggressive personality. But isn't the definition of aggressive personality shooting a puppy? Anyway, I bet her kids are well behaved. Later, Noem had to be stopped from opening fire on campus protesters once she heard they were in pup tents. Meanwhile, I hear Alec Baldwin wants to hire her for a remake of Benji. It's either that or 100 Dalmatians. Oh, no. Every sequel, it just gets less and less. 99. Anyway, speaking of movies, President Joe Biden has tapped Steven Spielberg, the director behind E.T., to tell Joe's story. Biden does have a lot in common with E.T. in that neither one knows how to get home. Dolly Parton is launching her own line of wine. Not surprisingly, it's only available in jugs. I feel bad. A delting Boeing 767 had to return to JFK Airport after its emergency slide fell off. In response, a rep for Spirit Air said, "What's an emergency slide?" Reportedly, last year, top Biden aides secretly tried to oust Karine Jean-Pierre because, quote, "she doesn't have a grasp on the issues and doesn't spend the time to learn." Apparently, her only qualification was that she's a black lesbian. So it was either press secretary or date Oprah. Anti-Israel protesters at Harvard flew a Palestinian flag, which had replaced the one that's usually there. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was held on Saturday with 2,600 journalists and celebrities. And people who are neither. Protesters staged mock executions outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner after it was clear none of them were interested in a hunger strike. At the dinner, Biden joked that he was a grown man running against a six-year-old. He said this right after a waiter had to cut his food. Eve Plum, who played Jan in The Brady Bunch, is 66 today. Eve plans to spend the day the same way she always does, totally in Marcia's shadow. Figured that would land better. There's a new AI-powered death calculator that can accurately predict when you'll die. It's very popular among Kristi Noem's dogs. All right, enough of that crap. So after being criticized for avoiding the media, Joe Biden has finally begun making some public appearances to disprove the notion that he's dead. And who did he start with? Howard Stern. That's right. The king of all media interviewed the petrified of all media. It was a weird appearance for Fart Man. And Howard Stern didn't look that great either. But what an appearance it was. Of course, Joe had trouble hearing the questions, not because of his age, but because Howard had his head so far up the president's ass, it was muffled. It wasn't an interview, it was a Lewinsky. The only thing missing was a blue dress and an actual president. It's a clear indication that the king of all media is now the queen of all BJs. Hey, you know, maybe Stern got a sex change, because all I saw when I looked at this interview was one giant pussy. Who knew the Stern Show would be a safe space for spineless, babbling geriatrics? And also Joe Biden. But what was really notable was how Stern lapped up all the lies. Joe spinned more yarn than Mother Goose on crystal meth. But that's the Dems' dilemma. Hide Joe and have him look demented, or let him talk and remove all doubt. He's full of more hogwash than Joy Behar's bathtub. First of all, Joe lied about how he got busted at a protest while standing on a black family's porch.
He said, Joey, let me remember, true story, so remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, with, 70 homes built at one suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people who were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, you got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
You know, whenever he says true story, that's a tip off. I bet the mom recalls this differently. Back then, she remembers him saying, remembers herself saying, will someone please tell that white kid to get off our porch? He keeps sniffing our baby's hair. Of course, no one can find a record of this arrest. They tried. Biden also claimed to have been a runner-up in state scoring in football.
I don't think a lot of people know that you were a star receiver in high school. You were the first string guy. You were the guy who caught the ball.
Runner-up in state scoring. You know what the
heck? Wow.
Oh, man. Stern knows his life story better than he does. But I suppose the best evidence Joe Biden played football is the brain damage. Stern then asked another phony question about being a lifeguard.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning? You did?
Yeah, well, half a dozen times. Usually younger kids, but...
You do the thing with the whistle and then jump in the bathing suit? And
you got it.
Half a dozen kids. Remember the good old days when Howard Stern interviewed more intelligent people who could maintain a line of thought? Like crack whores. Stern then told Biden that the president had had a very cinematic life. Yeah, the movie's Pinocchio. And what's up with Stern? It feels like he became everything he used to hate. But maybe this is all he really wanted. The role of the everyman was just an act, a conduit for acceptance by the elites who used to hate him. Then there's Joe saying how, as a senator in the 70s, he was named a most eligible bachelor.
It's like when I met Jill, I lost my family, I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelors list.
Because you were a United States senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I'd just give them to the Secret Service.
No. Senators don't get a Secret Service detail. Joe Biden didn't get one until 2008, and he showed them his gratitude by swimming nude in front of them in the pool. You can read that headline there. I'm too lazy. So you got to wonder who Joe was actually giving these pictures to. Are there a bunch of retired Senate ushers with photos of Liz Warren wearing only a feather? But I got to say, man, Howard Stern's the only guy that makes Seth Meyers look cutting edge. I mean, he really did reinvent himself. He went from being a funny asshole to just a boring asshole. So Joe's next stop, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The drink of the night was vinegar and water, because that's what you serve at a douchebag convention. Now, the event is held in a huge ballroom in D.C., which is ironic since there's never been anyone spotted there with a pair of balls. Thousands of media, politicians, and needy celebs gather to tell each other how great they are. It's like working for Kim Jong-un, a bunch of weak, scared people pretending to like a tyrant so they don't get eaten by his dog. The event was hosted by Colin Jost, whose claim to fame is banging Scarlett Johansson. But if that's your claim to fame, you should claim that fame. I get it. But from the podium, he did what was expected. He made a few jokes, with those directed at Joe or the non-Fox media, having all the sting of a knock-knock joke. It's hard to say which had less real teeth, Stern's interview, Colin's jokes, or Biden himself. But the weakest part was how Jost had made his comedy turn into a preachy devotional to Biden. His jokes weren't meant to be funny at all, just to express amazement over how it could be possible that America would prefer Trump to Joe. As for the prez, he received a standing ovation for managing to stand. Although his speech was the usual combo of shouting, weird grins, and shots at Trump, why repeat him? You heard him before. But the story is what you didn't hear on Stern or in D.C., and that's what's happening in and to America. No wonder they'd rather joke about Trump, who isn't president. It's hard to make jokes about violent crime, war, crippling inflation, mental illness, squatting, homelessness, illegal immigration, fentanyl overdoses, trans militancy, and, of course, American hostages. But whether you're Howard Stern or Joe Biden, it's just better to seclude yourself from the rabble, surrounded in wealth, comfort, and power, and hope the rest of America won't notice. But we do. In a way, Stern and Biden are a lot alike. Masquerading as men of the people, they actually find people gross. But if it's any consolation, the feeling's mutual.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She's been called cougar more often than John Mellencamp. Fox News anchor Julie Banjara. He was the and in Mumford and Sons, musician Winston Marshall. His agent is the one with a sense of humor, writer and comedian Joe DeVito. And she moonlights as a skeleton in a medical school, New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor Kat Timm. For the prez, who's barely whole, Biden's campaign sounds the alarm, while Christie Gnome's pooch buys the farm. A new CNN poll shows Trump pulling away from Biden 49% to 43% in a head-to-head matchup. And it's even... Control yourselves. And it's even better for Trump with third-party candidates in the mix. His lead over Biden grows to 9 points, 42% to 33%, with RFK, Cornel West, and Jill Stein included. Some are criticizing the poll because it's registered voters, not likely voters, and there was no way to write in Greg Gutfeld for best quads. I agree. Meanwhile, according to Gallup, Biden's latest approval rating is now an abysmal 38.7%, which coincidentally is also his body temperature. But that makes him the most unpopular president at this point in his first term in the past 70 years. It's interesting how that happens, given old Joe broke Obama's record for most votes ever cast for an American presidential candidate. So the president with the most votes ever can't even find enough of them to help him move a couch. Meanwhile, what the hell was South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem thinking? She just took her VP chances out to a gravel pit and shot it. After admitting that's what she did to a, quote, untrainable farm dog. What a charming anecdote to include in a book. Who was her editor? Michael Vick? Seriously. Killing a puppy for misbehavior is like nuking France for not shaving their armpits. It's a little harsh. So anyway, polls show Biden's in real trouble, which tells you everything you need to know about Trump's trials. As Trump becomes America's choice for president, the only option for the Dems is election interference through lawfare. Their only strategy is to remove him from the playing field rather than give the voters a chance. Instead of letting the election unfold, they're trying to take him out back like an untrainable dog. Mm. Except in this case, it's not out back. They're doing it right in front of you.
Period.
Winston, I know in England that you have dogs. Is it customary for in the rural parts of England to decide you're going to just shoot a dog because he's poorly trained?
I think you've got this all wrong.
Yeah.
I think this is fantastic.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. It's very important, actually.
Yeah.
We need psychopaths in the White House.
Mm.
Look what happens when you don't have a psychopath in the White House. The whole world burns. We need someone. Do you think you'd have Gaza Plaza up in Columbia University or Putin messing about in Ukraine? If we have nutters in the White House, stuff like that doesn't happen. So she's got my vote. I mean, I love her.
That is actually the argument, Joe, yes, that she was making, that I make the tough decisions, and this was a tough decision. Although I don't know how tough it is to just shoot a puppy when you could have probably taken it to a shelter. I don't know. And I like Kristi Noem. I just find this a bit odd.
Yeah, it's a little strange because you think of whenever someone has a transgression, they could always fall back on, hey, it's not like they're out there killing pup. Oh, wait. Did this time. So, yeah, I don't know who was it who told her. She even said a better politician wouldn't have put that in the book. I got news for you. Even a really crappy politician would have put that in the book. I don't know, even who put that? Cats? Are cats just saying, like, yeah, tell her to put in the dog shooting story. We'll be in charge now. So, yeah, I'm just curious as to what people think is going on with presidential dogs, because it's escalating, because Romney put his on a roof. Mm-hmm. Obama ate a couple of his.
Yeah.
And she's taking them out back and shooting them. You know? And I'll tell you this about Biden's dogs, as crazy as they were, those dogs would have shot back.
Yeah, that's true. Just one correction. I think Obama only ate one dog, and it was part of a meal in Indonesia, if I remember my facts correctly. And sometimes I don't like to remember them. But in this case, I must, because we're going to talk about this for the rest of the year, Kat. Okay, what is this? Okay, you wrote a book, you have an editor, you have an agent. There are people that discuss what goes in and what doesn't go in a book. An editor is going to tell you, don't put this in the book. She wanted to put it in because it was probably already going to come out.
Then you lie. Well, who's going to tell? Aren't you a politician?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to tell? The dog, right?
Yeah.
Like, dog can't talk, especially not now.
Yes.
When this first came out, I was like, how did this come out? Oh, she put it out. I just don't understand. I don't understand why you would share this. And keep in mind, I'm saying that as someone who people say that about me all the time.
Right. Like, you overshare.
Why would she share that? It's something people say about me. But this, you could not waterboard that information out of me.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing you could do to make me say, yes, I killed a puppy.
Yeah.
And there's the editing process. Like you said, there's so many chances you have to be like, you know what? Maybe I want to take that part about me shooting a puppy out of the book.
I think that she had to weigh, like, okay, I could be VP and this story's out there because I talked about it. And so I've got to like, you know, get it out there. But it was poorly portrayed. I mean, you know, you don't kill a puppy because you don't like it. Right? You kill it. Like, I get it if it attacked an animal or attacked a person, but it's like, This is not a poorly articulated defense.
When you kill, you never speak of it again.
Right. Yeah. That's what my uncle used to tell me. We have an entire backyard filled with shallow graves. We call it drifter heaven. Julie, do you want to talk about the polls? You want to talk about the dog?
I got to talk about the dog.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I'm sorry. It's one of those things nobody wants to talk about. But when you talk about it, you can't stop talking about it.
No, you really can't.
No.
No, I think that her damage control attempt was really smart, though. Like, she came out and she was like, well, you know, we kill horses, too.
Yeah, she killed a goat.
She's like, we killed two horses, like, a couple weeks ago. But I don't think they went out there with a shotgun and shot them. They probably had them euthanized, like most people do when your pet is dying or if you just have an animal you want to get rid of or an ex.
Or
I'm just saying, I think it's very strange that she would use that as a justification for, like, look, I kill animals, but, you know, I don't know.
More murder.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
What we need. Yeah, so I can make the tough decisions. I think the tougher decision is to maybe try and train the puppy, or give it to a, you know, give it to, but just taking it out to a gravel pit seems like a snap decision.
Well, the easy decision is don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
We're out of time. Thanks to Julie Banderas, Winston Marshall, Joe DeVito, Cat Dan Mark, Studio and Audience, Rob Susan, Abbott, Terry, Tins, Calvary, Sam, Jordan, Temple, all of you, Rebecca.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.